Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right. We're back. Well, I missed all that. We were talking the whole time.
That was a quick break.
Yeah, that was a quick break, and we were talking the whole time. Anyhow, so now we got to tell the folks. We told them how bad this NOAACA is. We actually just told them a little bit of it, okay?
Oh, yeah. We don't have enough time.
No. But now we got to tell them, what can we do? How do we stop them? That's what we got to do. We got to stop them.
Well, the first thing we got to do is get people to realize, you know, there's people that work on Friday and they can't come because they work. But everybody can do something. And the easiest thing to do is pick up the phone and call your commissioners. If you live in Lake County, call your Lake County commissioners. If you live in Lorain County, call your Lorain County commissioners. If you live in Geauga County, call your Geauga County commissioners. If you live in Geauga County, call Lake and Geauga County.
Absolutely.
But if you happen to live someplace else, because I know, Pastor, your show's across the nation, find out who this Metropolitan Planning Organization is in your area and start checking up on them, because they're a shadow group and they're doing stuff in your community you're probably not aware of. And so, you know, your area, wherever you happen to live, is probably at risk. We happen to live in an area where NOAACA is the worst in the state of Ohio, Metropolitan Planning Organization, state of Ohio. The most progressive, the most aggressive at pushing liberal progressive nonsense.
So if you don't know what's going on, maybe you go talk to your county commissioners and ask them, what do you know about Agenda 21? And then tell them about, are these any or these groups around here that want to start controlling the environment? They want to, and basically, there seems like there are a lot of bureaucrats. Now, originally, they were supposed to be involved with the highways and the bridges and that, but now, all of a sudden, they're changing direction and they want to be involved with climate change, right?
Well, that's an interesting, real interesting point. So, by federal law, they're set up to take care of our infrastructure, transportation infrastructure. So, you know, bicycle lanes and roads and bridges and transit and that kind of stuff. That's what the Metropolitan Planning Organization is supposed to do. When you create a Metropolitan Planning Organization, you create something called a Council on Governments, a COG. That COG is operated by a set of bylaws. The people that make up that Council on Governments get to decide what they do. NOAACA is a COG. All of the board members decided at some point in time they wanted to do a climate action plan. They can do whatever they want. They don't have authorization, legal authorization. The federal government's not telling them to do that. But they have money available to them from the federal government. And so they are doing a climate action plan because they want the money that will be given to them if they create one. And so they're also doing an economic development plan for all of northeastern Ohio. Well, I count on my county commissioners to do an economic development plan for my county. I don't want Cleveland doing an economic development plan for me. But they decided to do that. They're also doing a land use plan. So they're doing all these other things that they're not authorized to do by law because they decided they want to. And unless somebody starts stopping them and pushing back and saying, no, you're not authorized to do that, stop it, they're going to do it.
You know what? I think what I'm going to do here is play maybe 10 minutes of a clip, because this kind of goes into exactly what we're talking about here. Kyle, would you take the Nazi Germany all over again, that clip? Would you boot that up here? Alrighty. While he's doing that now, I'm going to play maybe 10 minutes of this, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is something that, reminds you it's happening all over again. And here, it sounds so familiar. It sounds so familiar. This woman's going to be talking about what happened where she was living in the days of Adolf Hitler. They're doing the same things the same way, okay? And they call it National Socialism. Is okay, go ahead and let her play.
Thank you for inviting me here to your beautiful state of California. The media still claims that Hitler rolled into Austria with tanks and guns and took us over. Not true at all. The fact is that the Austrian people elected Hitler by 98% of the vote by means of the ballot box. Now, how could that happen in a Christian nation, almost 100% Catholic, that they would elect a monster like Hitler? Hitler did not look like a monster. He did not act like a monster. He talked like an American politician. The year was 1938. Austria was in a very, very deep depression. We had more than 30% unemployment. We had 25% inflation. And if you borrowed money from the bank, you paid 25% interest. That's why farmers were going broke, businesses were going broke. They could not pay their mortgage or they could not pay their taxes. What was even worse, we had riots in our cities. We had whole blocks of the cities burned down, and our law enforcement was almost helpless. They could not control the riots. The unions were calling for strikes, and industry would close, and factories would close up, hence all this unemployment. It was not unusual in my home that 30 people a day would knock on the door for a bowl of soup and a slice of bread. They could keep themselves alive by going door to door. There were no jobs. There were young people, college graduates, no jobs. The media told us that in Germany, where Hitler ruled since 1933, they had full employment, they had a high living standard, and everybody was driving the little Beetle car, the Volkswagen. We did not hear a whisper that anybody was being persecuted or arrested. We only heard good things. And of course, we spoke the same language. We spoke German. We had the same culture. There was only a border between us, Austria and Germany, like South and North Dakota. And we said, why not? We would like to have the same high living standard what Germany had, and of all the things, jobs. People wanted to work. Austrian people are not lazy. They want to work. So the Austrian people petitioned the government for a plebiscite, for an election. And hence, the Austrian people elected Hitler by 98% of the vote. So we got a new government, National Socialism. I translate for you Nationalsozialismus from the word national, the word Nazi derived. So we were getting a Nazi government. Nobody was elected anymore from the school board, the city commission, the county commission, legislature, and governors. They were all appointed. Well, we thought they would only pick the very best people to govern us. Just like in Germany, we trusted them. We did not ask questions. So the first thing what happened, we had to carry national ID cards. You could not board a bus, you could not board a train without showing your national ID card. Don't ever let that happen here. Very bad idea. The next thing what happened, Hitler gave us free radios. So we could listen to him. He was a great orator. And then he nationalized the radio station. And we were warned if we would turn on a foreign radio station like British Broadcasting or Switzerland, death penalty. Nobody turned on a foreign radio station because you know what the death penalty meant. So the newspaper, before it hit the street, it was being censored by the government. So the only voice what we had was the government radio station and the government-controlled newspaper. So a lot of new things happened very quick. Hitler gave us equal rights. Oh, that sounded so very good. Equal rights for everybody. Also, everybody was getting a guaranteed income from the government. The equal rights, here we call it the Equal Rights Amendment. Equal rights was designed in two components, equality, economics, and social. Economics, that was designed to equalize the country's wealth, because everybody was entitled to a guaranteed equal income. In order to achieve that, they had to raise our taxes up to 70% to equalize the wealth, those who were on the lower income level, to graduate them up there to an equal level. They got subsidized housing. They got food stamps. They got heating fuel. And they got a certain amount of payment from the government for each child. So they equalized the country's wealth by taxing us 70% to bring that level, the lower income level, into an equal level. And that is called socialism.
Yes.
On the social level, of course, under socialism, everybody has to be in the workforce. Before Hitler, of course, the moms stayed home. They were good wives, and they raised their families. But under socialism, if you are not in the workforce, you are called a parasite. So the moms were being put out into the workforce. So what happened to the children? Child care centers. Mm-hmm. You could, and it was all free for everybody. You could bring your 4-month-old baby, leave it there 24 hours, 7 days a week. As longer you left your child there, the better the government liked it. The staffers of the child care centers, they were not the grandmotherly type of women who took care of the children. They were young women, highly skilled in child psychology, to mold the little babies from 4 weeks on up, how the government wanted them. The government raised our children. So that was the equality equal rights for everybody. The next thing what happened, education was nationalized. We had a very good educational system in Austria before Hitler. I went to public school. We had a very good curriculum. We even prayed in public school before class and after class. That morning, after the election, I walked into my classroom and the crucifix was gone. And the teacher said, "This morning, we greet each other, Heil Hitler." And she said, "We don't pray anymore. We sing Deutschland, Deutschland über alles, Germany above everybody." And she also said, "We would not have."
All right. You know, a lot of things happening right there. We're seeing the same things here. The national ID card, you know, they want to push this national before you can fly on a plane, driver's license and that. The same thing in the public schools. You know, you don't mention God. You mention God, well, I'm going to tell you, you're a hater, okay, mm-hmm. whatever. So we're seeing it happening all over again. And this woman lived through that. And so.
And this is called Hitler all over again?
Yeah. Well, yeah, let me see. This is called Nazi Germany all over again. Same players, same tactics, okay? Yeah, it's a good long piece. So, anyhow, let's do this. We're going to open the phone lines and take some calls, folks out there, and we'll take your questions at 888-677-9673. Kind of try to stay on topic if you can. So while we're doing that, while we're taking the calls, I'm going to do a couple. We have some lightning rounds. Oversight Chair James Comer, it's up to Christopher Wray whether he goes to prison or not. Send him to the D.C. gulag. Now, Christopher Wray has been protecting Biden, okay? He head of the FBI. And so now they're telling him, look, they got tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, Wray has got to either come out, make it available for everybody, or it shows you in this that the Biden crime family in this document, which is not classified, has received at least $10 million worth of bribes from all these countries. Okay, so favorites. House Oversight Chairman James Comer on Monday said the FBI again refused to hand over the Biden bribery documents. On the weekend, it was reported Chris Wray caved to Comer and agreed to turn over the unclassified documents. Now, here it says $5 million, but I heard today now Comer was saying now they know that it's been at least $10
million. Oh, I'm sure it's more than that.
Well, what they've been able to find out through the banks that they've been going through. $5 million criminal plot involving Joe Biden. And, of course, this is all bribery. Chairman Comer has reviewed the key documents and asked the FBI to hand over the record to the custody of the House Oversight so others can review it as he continues his investigation into the Biden crime family. Now, Comer on Monday, now, see, we've been calling them the Biden crime family for several years. Now they're calling them the Biden, and this is the Gateway Pundit, by the way, this article here. And so Comer on Monday said the FBI once again refused to comply, so he will initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday. At the briefing again, FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified records of the custody of the House Oversight Committee. We will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday, Comer said. Now, it's an interesting thing because I'm wondering how this is going to work. You know, Merrick Garland is the most corrupt ever.
DOJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They ought to change it to DOC, Department of Crime, okay? He is the most corrupt in the history of the country. He swore that he would give back at those when he was denied the vote on the Supreme Court. He wanted to be on the Supreme Court. He has sold his very soul. And the reason that they would not put him up is because of his record. He's, you know, He's, you know, far left on everything. And he's been breaking.
They should defund them. Congress can defund any organization. They should defund the Department of Justice.
They should do that, but the problem we have is with the rhinos, okay, in there.
I know.
You know, that's the,
Dave Joyce.
You always got the rhinos always, you know, put it between your shoulder blades, right? And so, or we would do it. I got to say, Jim Jordan is doing a tremendous job. Matt Gaetz is doing a tremendous job. That little Marjorie Greene is doing a tremendous job. Comer here. These people are doing good. I'm watching them at these hearings. I watched Josh Hawley. He just took Merrick Garland apart, okay? Mm-hmm. I watched Matt Gaetz with all right. Let's go with Steve from Cleveland. Go ahead, Steve. You're in the air.
Hey, Mr. Sanders. Clip you played, if that doesn't send chills down someone's back, freeze their brain, and put their feet planted about 6 feet in cement just standing there. I mean, 6 inches if the feet's different. That's their objection. You know, that's their That was chilling. I mean, it was more than chilling. It was like...
Well, there's a lot more to that clip than I played. It gets more interesting the longer you play. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be playing some of those clips. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go look that one up and play it myself.
That part right there, if you listen to that 3 times all the way through and don't do anything, I guarantee, I think if anybody listens to it once, that's good. That's why Trump says things twice. You have to say things 2 and 3 times. And then it gets people's attention, and then it's in front of them, and then it's on their mind. And there's an advertisement out there real quick, and it says nothing. There's just a pair of eyes out there. So if anybody ever sees it, see if they can figure out what it is. But once you figure out what it is, there's no words at all, just a pair of eyes looking at you from a billboard when you're driving. And if anybody sees this, see if they can figure out what it is.
That's Misney.
That's
the Misney advertisement.
Yeah.
If that isn't the best advertising that you can look at without saying a word, looking, that's what's looking at us. Those eyes are not him, but can he make them pay? I don't know if he has enough time, but that was chilling. There's really nothing I can say because it was so spot on. That lady needs... I don't know, a house of protection or something. If that was just recent, because people...
Well, we're here now. We've got to take the country back. I mean, right now, let me tell you, the opposition knows. I heard Hillary say, "If Trump gets back in the White House, we are all gonna hang." And she was talking about all of those, like Comey. You notice Comey's out. He's going all over getting
on his book tour
because he's scared, and he has come right out and said. Can you imagine what the retaliation, I heard him say it, the retaliation will be if Trump gets in the office. Comey knows what he did was wrong, okay? He knows he should be going to jail for what he did. But I got to move on, Steve. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor. You're great. Thank you.
God bless. Who do we have next there? Joe from New York. Hey, Joe, you're in the air.
Yes, thank you. Awesome little wake-up call. I have a situation, Joe, from Patchwork. They have a gay parade. There's a friend, a little friend with the mayor. And, you know, it's like, how do you, approach somebody with authority a certain way of how have them understand what's going on? And they're just being pushed. It's another town. They're just pushing you the agenda. So how would I go about? I know I need to talk to him and just wake him up to the situation. It's not just another thing. Oh, let's have everybody happy. So my particular thing.
Yeah, here's what I would do. If you can get a meeting with this fellow, if you can get him down, I would go in there. I would sit him down. I would hold up the Bible. I'd get a King James Bible. I'd ask him, do you know what this is? Okay. And do you know where this came from, okay?
Yes.
And the author of this book. And then I would take him to Romans chapter 1 and start in verse 18. Romans chapter 1.
Romans 1.
And I would start in 18, and I would write. And You say, this is what God has said. This is what God has said. And then I would take him to the book of Jude and just read Jude. Yeah, it's, Jude is very small, okay? And then I would tell him, look, this is what God has said. Now, God's got a way of doing what he said he would do, okay? And you might even take him all the way back to Genesis 18 and show him what he did in Sodom and Gomorrah. See, God's immutable. He's the same today, tomorrow, forever. And you know, we know he. And so you may have noticed that there's things happening around the country, like fires burning everywhere. Here, when they really pushed hard, Trudeau and that, for their sodomy, and that's when the fire started, when they were pushing hard for their LGBT.
Their agenda.
Yeah. And so that.
I feel like, what was the one, that lady, the woman, and not Esther. Esther, I think. If I perish, I perish.
Yeah.
It stood up for God or the Jewish people.
Yep.
It was just an acquaintance in the hall. So I see him in town. Hey, how you doing? This and this. But I see, you know, it's the way I went to a seminar, how to go to the authority. Obviously, you bring it up slow. Let's say there's somebody robbed down his street. Oh, that's down there. It's not hitting at the house. So you gradually bring that particular subject up, and eventually you have to stop that problem in the neighborhood before it gets to your house. You know, something like that, like a dam. Oh, well, it's, you know, it's a small hole. But yeah, but let's take care of it before it takes care of your house. You know, build up that particular situation. And it's like they're going to take over all these little towns like, oh, gee, you're against these particular people. No, it's what it is. It's a wrong way of life. And he's like a church goer, but it's not, obviously.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you attend a church?
I'm born again.
All right. It would be good maybe to go with your pastor. If you have a born-again pastor who's a real, if God has raised him up, then he'll be as bold as a lion. Say, come with me and talk to him. And if the two of you go in there together, pray before you go. Sit down and pray.
Of course.
But let him know. All right. I got to move on because the entire board's all lit up.
I should talk to the pastor first before I do something with them?
Yeah. Talk to the pastor and tell him what you want to do and see what he says. And then ask him if he'll go with you, because that's the pastor's job, okay? I do it all the time.
I appreciate your time. Yeah, wake up call. Appreciate it. Now, let's say if Trump gets in, will he tear down all what you're talking about tonight? About different...
He said he would. He would go after the deep state, and he said he would drain the swamp once and for all. So... All right.
So he stop all this, what you're saying on the phone, like on the radio, that the way things are going on, they're going to take over the country kind of thing.
Well,
they're going to
be a massive push, because they know, they see the direction, and they know if Trump does get back in, and they know there's people like DeSantis and others, they're going to jail. Hillary is, they've got a list of murders, and Trump knows where the bodies are. And they know that, and this is why she said, we're all going to hang if Trump gets in. But we got to move on. Let's go out to Cleveland, Ohio. And Amy, you're in the air.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, I got to back off the speaker. I'm calling about Friday's baseball game here in Cleveland. The Guardians are going to be having a Pride Festival this coming Friday, and I plan to go there by myself. I have a sign that I'm going to make, and the sign says, in large capital letters, W-O-K-E, woke is a nightmare that'll destroy the United States, or the USA. So I just wanted to pass the word out. If anybody else is going to be going there, I'd love to have company, but if not, I'll go by myself.
All right, very good. Do you have a phone number or something where people can contact you if they want to go with you?
I have a phone number, but if they really want to go on their own, they can go. I am kind of a lone person, and I don't mind going alone. I don't want to force anybody to go with me, but I wasn't ready to give out the phone number.
All right, Amy, here's what we'll do.
What?
Okay, if you want to, you can call our office and leave your phone number, and then if people call, they can call the office, call the church, and if they want to go with you, we'll let you have their phone number, okay?
That's a great idea. Can you give me your office number slowly, please?
Yeah, it's 440.
Well, not quite that slowly. 440. Go ahead.
338.
338.
1367.
1367. Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. I'll call them tomorrow. Thank
well, God
so
bless.
Much.
And listen, Amy, tomorrow's Thursday morning, so we go from 9 o'clock to noon. We go into prayer. We have an intense prayer meeting. And if you have a prayer request, leave it on the answering machine, and we'll pick it up. But it's got to be done by 8 o'clock because that's when we pick it up, and we're in prayer by 9.
8 o'clock so, in the morning. Okay, wow.
And
do you ever get any sleep, sir?
usually while I'm driving. No. Yeah. And sometimes I wonder. I hear you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I know there are other people waiting, too.
So God bless you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's 440, the church number for prayer request line, 440-338-1367. Let's go to, you better bring that. Well, let's do the break. We'll be right back.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of lords and King of kings. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of lords and King of kings. And deliverer and redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Soon to be returning Lord of lords
lines are open at 888. That's 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, let's go out to California, San Diego. Hey, Jack, you're in the air.
Well, a warning for Amy. I wouldn't go to this event alone, especially carrying a sign. You're going to make yourself a target of violence. And they don't care if you're a nice little old lady. They'll still stomp you in the ground, and it won't be pretty. So anyway, Eric Adams, if you remember, he forced the hotels to take the migrants.
Yeah.
And they trashed the rooms. Now, I heard he was offering $125 a night per person. He said it's cheaper than a hotel room, so the city would save money. Now, here's the part that hasn't happened yet. I think right now it's voluntary, but you know, anything can happen to you under a state of emergency with these new emergency powers that they claim to have. So I'll give you an example. Let's say the smoke from the fires gets so bad that they declare an emergency.
Well, wait a minute now, Jack. Don't worry, because I heard Eric Adams say that if you wear a mask, to wear a mask for the smoke. Now, did you hear that? To put one of those masks on, you know, a mask will not stop the smoke, folks. It'll make it worse, not better. This is unbelievable.
Oh, I understand that, but what I'm saying is this is just a hypothetical, an example.
I know.
So let's say he declares a emergency, and at that point he says we have to get the illegals off the street, and then they force people with private homes to take in the illegals under the state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's no emergency exception in the Constitution, in fact, if you look at the first section of the 14th Amendment, it prohibits the state from taking your rights and privileges. It's the only place in the Constitution where they use the word privilege. But so anyway, this is something I've predicted would happen, and I'm just waiting for a state of emergency.